Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Well, we're now right in the first few days of Chinese New Year, where everything shuts down, even PCJ Radio International. I feel sorry for the folks in the newsroom who are, well, actually the only people that are working at this very moment. But everything else has gone silent until February the 6th. So today's edition of Happy Station is going to be a special presentation of an original Happy Station with Tom Meyer that was broadcast June the 11th, 1978.
Yes, with a smile for every mile, your man with the most, host Tom Meyer.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. And welcome once again to your Sunday family show of Smiles Across the Miles, the Happy Station show on this Sunday, the 11th of June. And a very special Sunday this is for many reasons. But first of all, let me say welcome to all these people here in the small courtroom of the Peace Palace in The Hague. Now, our listeners all over Europe and many outside of Europe know that today we'd be here for this very special live show because I announced it during the last few weeks. We're very happy with those visitors in this courtroom. It sounds funny to say you're in a courtroom to do a radio show. Everybody's going to think, oh, Perry Mason's going to do the emceeing. No. The courtroom of the Peace Palace, we're very happy, I was saying, that some of our listeners were able to come to this courtroom. Welcome to the listeners, welcome to the non-listeners, and welcome to other normal people. On this 11th of June, I really didn't think it would be that full in this courtroom, but it's as though we had planned this very carefully. It's just full. I think we couldn't have many more people, so it's perfect planning on the side of Happy Station again. Welcome to our listeners at home, wherever you may be. I think we should explain why we're here, although I think it's better to say who is going to see to it that you can hear all this. Outside the Peace Palace, there's one of Radio Nederland's vans, reportage cars, and in that car we find Eddie Zonder, one of our technical genii. And inside, somewhere back there, is Steve Eidenberg in the studio at home. And for us, at home means Hilversum. There we find Felix Klerks, and these people, ladies and gentlemen, are the backbone, so to speak, of this transmission, not forgetting the people at the transmitter. So I think that we should let our audience at home hear the first applause for these technical people. In the back of this courtroom, we find Happy Station Gertie. Welcome back. She's been absent for a few weeks. She was sick at home, and last week or 2 weeks ago, I didn't know what ischias was in English. Now I do. Wasn't it sciatica? You should know. There's an American here who doesn't know. He's never sick. Anyway, welcome back. Corina Decker, who volunteered once again to be present. Thank you very much. My name is Jose Jimenez, Tom Meyer. And I think it's about time to start introducing to you the orchestra we have here, which is much bigger than the usual combos we have. I thought that in these surroundings, which are sort of classical and, you know, very beautiful, we should have an orchestra of a different composition than the combos we usually have. And I discussed with our musical director, Kay Small, wouldn't it be a nice idea to have a bigger orchestra? And he said, yes, by all means. Actually, we stole the idea for this kind of orchestra from a singer by the name of, what was it again, Charles Aznavour. He was in Holland some time ago and performed in Utrecht with an orchestra of more or less this same composition. And because there are many more people than usually, I'm going to introduce them to you from a piece of paper. Ladies first, we have a backing choir, as it's called. And if Letty de Jong had been there, it would have been the Lemati sisters, but she isn't. So I had to find a different name. And I thought that it might be nice to call you the Dadili sisters, because after all, it's Judith Damste, Marianne Di Giovanni, and Tini van Ling. So the Dadili sisters in the background. And then I'm just going to go that way. Robbie Franke, Huug den Oude, Kees Kranenburg. I'm doing it from memory, you see. Jan Hollestelle. There I've got to have a little look. This is Lex Bolderdijk. Then we get to Arie Jongman. Then we get to Frank van... Who's Frank van Cote? Is that you?
Yeah.
You know, I never knew. That's Frank van Cote, and that is Ron Applegate. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is Kees Smal. And Kees Smal is not only a wonderful musical director who's been working for us for many years now, he's also a very enthusiastic man. And when he found out that we were going to go to the Peace Palace and that I was looking for repertoire which had something to do with peace or pay or pace or path or things like that, he said, okay, I'm going to write a number for you. And he's a very funny man too, so he called this piece, which is going to be performed by the orchestra, A Piece Full of Harmony. I was almost going to say the Happy Station Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Kees Smal with a composition by Kees Smal called A Piece Full of Harmony. Very appropriate because we are in the Peace Palace here in The Hague. You are tuned to Radio Nederland's Sunday family show of Smiles Across the Miles called Happy Station, La Estación de la Alegría in Spanish, and I've announced this transmission from The Hague on our Spanish show, too, so it's possible that we have Spanish-speaking listeners. Sí, en las semanas pasadas he anunciado que hoy tendríamos esta transmisión en directo desde La Haya, el Palacio de la Paz, aquí en La Haya. Estamos aquí con no sé cuántas, unas 50, 60 personas, y estamos transmitiendo en directo desde este edificio lindísimo en La Haya una transmisión, aunque sea en inglés. También creo y espero que tengamos muchos oyentes de habla española. And that was a little greeting for our Spanish-speaking friends. After all, being in such an international building, I think it would be a good idea to have a more international show than otherwise. And you'll find this international atmosphere in the repertoire which we chose for today's show. Now, why are we here? In the first place, because as many of our listeners, if not all listeners, because they know that this year, 1978, is Happy Station's golden anniversary year. On the 19th of November, this show will be 50 years old, and so we thought it might be a nice idea to have live shows from various typical spots or special spots in our country, the Netherlands. You may have heard our transmission from the Keukenhof Flower Exhibition. You may have heard the show from the studio in Hilversum, but the general idea was that it would come from Hilversum Town Hall, and now another special place in Holland, the Peace Palace. A lot of people know about the Peace Palace. Very few know what it is, why it is, and who built it. But there's one person in this world who knows more about it than anybody else, and that's the gentleman sitting next to me, Mr. Van Hoek. Mr. Van Hoek, our first little talk will be rather short, just an introduction of you and asking you how long you've been here to begin with.
Well, to begin with, I started in 1934 as a boy of 14 years old, up till now, with an exception of 5 years when the war broke out, of course.
Yes, and you are now, first of all, the head of the internal service, so to speak?
Yes, kind of. Part of it, I am caretaker and also chief guide of the palace as such, with conductor tours.
Yes, that's the next thing I was getting to. You're the chief guide. You are the only person to live in the Peace Palace, aren't you?
Just for the moment, there is another lady, mm-hmm. because unfortunately, one of our colleagues died mm-hmm. a fortnight ago, and it was the technical man. And unfortunately, as I say to you, but we hope that there is coming a new one, but one we don't know. But we are living here with two families mm-hmm. and one outside.
I see. Well, the only royalty to live in this palace, then.
Yeah.
Now, when was the palace built?
The palace was built from 1907 till 1913. Thanks to a gift of Mr. Andrew Carnegie, he gave $1.5 million. But that sum of money was not sufficient enough. That's the reason why a lot of countries gave presents in the form of raw materials and objects of art. Mm-hmm. And you will see during your tours through the building an awful lot of gifts from different countries from Europe and all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, this is not television, so we won't be able to see all these things. We know who started the whole thing. That was Andrew, was his first name, Carnegie, wasn't it?
Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie, yes.
And why did he do it?
Well, he thought that as long as people are coming together and solve the problems in a peaceful way, we shouldn't have any war at all. And nevertheless, Mr. Carnegie made his money in the steel business, but he gave a lot of money away to establish libraries, hospitals, and just this palace all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's very well known.
Well, it took them 6 years to build it. We only have 50 minutes to talk about it and to perform music, which we hope will fit in with the general atmosphere here. Before we go into our next melody, what is this? It's the small courtroom. What's the function of this small courtroom?
The small courtroom is in use by the Court of Arbitration, so by the court for which the Peace Palace was built. But there is another court as well.
And we'll get to that later, This is the Permanent Court of Arbitration, it's called.
Yes.
And I think there's something special with the ceiling, because that's the only thing which was not donated.
That was not donated. This ceiling is an exception in this way. It is made of wood, which was left over during the construction of the building. But made in such a way that you can open some of the hatchways for the fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Typically Dutch to build a ceiling of leftovers. I said, ladies and gentlemen, that we had quite an international repertoire. You have not met our lady performer, our star singer of today, Lenny Kuhr. Lenny needs almost no introduction because she's performed all over the world. She's won Holland the first prize in the International Eurovision Song Contest, as many of us know. And Lenny travels all over the world, not only in person, but also in song. And when I went to see her, quite honestly, I thought, well, Lenny, that's typical. She's going to sing in French. Wrong. Lenny is not only going to sing in Dutch, Lenny is also going to sing in Ifrit, which, as you know, is the name for modern Hebrew. And it's a beautiful song which was written by a man who says in his song, if I interpret this correctly, Lenny, who can turn me into a bird so that I can fly to my land and land safely in a nest which is built in that land of mine? And you must correct me if I'm wrong, Lenny, but I thought that the title was Shir Hanodet.
It's all right.
Lenny Kuhr. beautiful song there, sung by a beautiful lady, Lenny Kuhr. Thank you very much, Lenny. I think this is... I think we can say that this is the most beautiful melody we've ever heard on a live Happy Station show, because so far we always had a sort of a swing combo with a lot of brass, and now we've got the French horn, or is it an English one? French horn, played by an American in Holland. How international can you get? And we've got, well, in general, woodwinds instead of... brass. Lenny.
Yes. You know, I especially chose this song because of the formation we have here, and I knew that it would be perfect, you know.
Well, it was in many ways, and I'm very happy that we had the opportunity to do this, because I suppose that for you also it doesn't happen very often that you have this kind of formation.
No, not often.
Lenny, when I said you travel over the world, not only in person but also in song, it is true that you travel quite a lot, isn't it?
I do, yes. And well, it means after the Eurovision contest, I was traveling. I did many song contests afterwards, and not only Europe, but South America, etc. But I don't do these things anymore. I don't want to do any song contest. I like singing, and I don't like to sing in a contest way. And
there's also a very small reason that you don't travel too much anymore, isn't there? A small reason there, hopping along now, having a lot of fun.
It could be a reason, but I think when... Well, it's not the main reason.
Uh-huh.
It's just because I love singing, and singing like this for normal people and not for juries.
Oh, yeah. Well, all of a sudden you're normal people. How about that? Well, okay, Lenny, later on we'll get back to what I was referring to before, the small reason why you might not travel as much anymore. Thank you so far, and we'll see you again later on. Okay. Yes, I did say before we went on the air, or rather I asked the audience, is there anybody here who is non-Dutch? And I didn't get any answer, but I think we should make an exception for one member of the orchestra, because as I said, our French hornist, is that the way you're called, a French hornist? Oh, well, he's a French hornist, but he isn't French. He's American. But before we get more confused, we might get into the same kind of thing with my great Dane from Paris who lives in Holland. And we wouldn't want that, would we? This live show, ladies and gentlemen, is one where we definitely want to perform all the music which we rehearsed. In the past, as you may know, it sometimes happened that I was yakking so much that we had to leave off one number. And that would be a pity with all the hard work done by our musicians today. Years ago, I heard a song called Peaceful, and I loved that song very much, and I said right away, I'll never have the kind of orchestra to accompany me in this song. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, in the Peace Palace, we have this orchestra, and now I'm going to do that song, which in a way is a bit appropriate, Peaceful. We'll be drinking any more wine. I'll wake the sun up by giving him a fresh air full of the wind cup, and I won't be found in the shadows hiding sorrow. And I will wait for fate to bring around to me any part of my tomorrow.
And it's so, so peaceful.
The song, ladies and gentlemen, was written and composed by Kenny Rankin, a very well-known name, and this is a very special day for me because I think I've known the song for 10 years or longer, or shorter. And thank you, gentlemen, for a marvelous accompaniment. Mr. Wevers, welcome to our show. Mr. Wevers, ladies and gentlemen, is the man who in first place made it possible for us to be here. He was the gentleman who suggested to the board of the Peace Palace that maybe Radio Nederland could do a live show of the Happy Station from here. And that's when I got the answer. And at this moment, I would like to say thank you very much. I think that it would be a nice idea to dedicate a special medley, which we chose for you, an international medley. Not yet, don't worry. People are getting up here saying, oh, do we have to do something? No, not yet, don't worry. To dedicate a special medley to special people. And by special people, I mean people who are celebrating a birthday today. Is there anybody in this small courtroom celebrating a birthday? Is there iemand jarig hier? No, why not? Yeah? Now, listen, either you have a birthday today or you don't. Is it your birthday? No? Okay, well, there's no birthday here today, but we have birthdays of registered Happy Station listeners. I'll read out these names later on. But I would like a bit of improvisation by all of you here in the audience. Maybe they can see me in our reportage car and open up that microphone because the audience is going to sing Happy Birthday. And our orchestra is going to accompany them. We are singing Happy Birthday for all birthday celebrators all over the world. In F, as in Frederick. Okay, here goes. And that happy birthday was meant for Mr. Gerald Hayder in Mandan in the United States, Mr. Nicholas Nash in Columbus, that must be Ohio, then Stephen Polunsky in San Angelo, California, I suppose, Miss Nancy Rich in Berwyn, that's all United States, Mr. Michael Stern, Madison, Wisconsin, Mr. L.C. Spurrier in South Australia. This is somebody who probably listens to this live show, Mr. L. Gopalakrishnan in Lalgudi, Tamil Nadu in India, and last but not least, finally, somebody in Europe, Mr. G. A. Jones in Liverpool in England. Many happy returns of this 11th of June. For those people who are celebrating a birthday, who thought they were registered and who didn't hear anything well, then your registration form came in too late. I'm sorry. But we congratulated everybody around the world celebrating a birthday. Now, indeed, I would like to dedicate that special medley that I was talking about to these special people, birthday celebrators. We thought it would be nice, being in such an international atmosphere, to choose something international. And we first thought that we'd be doing a medley of songs about various big cities in the world. And, of course, you can do that, and you can do a medley of an hour and a half. But then Case said, listen, Tom, this kind of orchestra with the woodwinds, etc., isn't really fit to do this kind of music, jazzy, swingy music. Why don't we do folk songs, traditional folk songs from various countries? And that was a very good idea. I knew a few, Lenny knew a few, Case knew a few, and in doing so, we put together seven different songs from various countries. Scarborough Fair, many of you will know. Quattro cavalli che trottano, although sung in Italian, comes from Switzerland, and we have representatives of that country here. Dear Old Stockholm is an instrumental, and you may recognize their very old Norwegian or Scandinavian folk song, also used by Edvard Hagerup Grieg, classical composer, as you may know. De Vier Weverkens is a Dutch folk song in which you hear the sound of a weaving. What is a loom? Isn't that a thing that somebody's weaving? A loom. The sound of the loom in the song. Then, When Johnny Comes Marching Home is from the United States. Lenny's going to sing in Polish. a song which is called
Sova živečka do lasečka.
And that's what I said to her before we went on the air. And then last but not least, one that many of you will know, Auprès de ma blonde. But here is our international medley for our international birthday children.
Thank you. très bon, très bon, très bon. Auprès de ma blonde, il fait bon dormir. Auprès de ma blonde, il fait bon, très bon, très bon. Auprès de ma blonde, il fait bon dormir. Auprès de ma blonde, il fait bon, très bon, très bon. Auprès de ma blonde, il fait bon dormir.
An international medley from an international spot here in Holland, the Peace Palace in The Hague. Mr. Van Hoek, you may have been noticing that I was hurrying up the music a bit because I know myself. Now it's time again to talk with you. We know a bit about the building, why it was built, when it was built, and by whom. Now, in your capacity of chief guide, I'm sure that having done this for a long time, you could almost write a book of experiences.
Certainly.
People may ask you very often, do you have any strange things happening? But I don't really think we need strange things. A lot of people seem to think the Queen lives here, huh?
An awful lot of people think that, but we often get people from the United States who sometimes think when they have left the building, and then we are talking with the porter outside, they think they have been in Brussels instead of The Hague.
Well, this can happen in a part of the world which is so small. A lot of Dutch people think that it's an hour by car from New York to Los Angeles.
But about your question about the Queen, well, that are not only foreigners. People from the Netherlands as well always ask where the Queen is living here in part of the building, and we always have to disappoint them. We have to refer them to the center of the country, you see. Mm-hmm. And then it's awful difficult, special when you get some people from abroad to show them the way to Soestdijk.
Yes, of course.
Sometimes they heard about Utrecht, but Soestdijk,
difficult.
Very difficult for them.
Well, maybe one day we'll do a live show from there, but for the moment we're here in The Hague. Now, you were just saying that you have to tell people the Queen doesn't live here. We know about the Permanent Court of Arbitration. Many people may know about the big court about which you were going to tell us later on, and that's now.
Well, I wouldn't say a big court, because the Court of Arbitration is just as important as the International Court of Justice. Depends what the countries ask from them. The International Court of Justice, after the First World War, established as the Department of the League of Nations, now Department of the United Nations, has, after the Second World War, a lot more disputes to settle than the Court of Arbitration. Mm-hmm. But there is a kind of change working as well, because mostly the judges from the Court of Arbitration are nominated as a judge at on the International Court of Justice.
Yes, well, when I said the big court, I purely meant in size, because if we go to the other side of the building, then we find a huge courtroom. That's why I said the big court. Yeah. Apart from these two courts, there's also other organizations located in this building about which I would like to talk later on.
Okay.
First, it's time for Lenny again. Ladies and gentlemen, when I said there's a small reason that she doesn't travel as much as she used to, I was referring to Sharon, who is now sitting on her father's lap because mother had to leave. She had to go singing. Mama gaat nou speciaal voor jou zingen, Sharonnetje. A song which Lenny wrote herself for her daughter, who's called Sharon, and for that reason, the song is called Sharonie Sharon.
Je maakt me veel te vroeg wakker, kind. Het regent en buiten suist de wind zo langs het raam. Er is niet veel aan vandaag, maar ik hoor je springen in je bed. Ik hoor je lachen van de pret, ach, wist ik maar. Hoe speel jij dat klaar altijd? Sharonie, Sharon, als ik eens weten kon waarom. Je bent de lammetjes in de wei, het groene gras. ik zie mijn kleine kleutertje door wie mijn heel bestaan verandert voortaan. Charlie, Sharon, bij jou is er nooit meer regen, schijnt altijd de zon. Ieder die naar je kijkt, vergeet op het slag zijn narigheid voor een tijd. Je bent het mooie dat ik zie, mijn kleine kleutertje door wie mij verandert voortaan. Charlie, Charlie, als ik eens weten kon waarom jij altijd lacht, dan zei ik het iedereen. Wat zou dan de wereld anders zijn om ons heen? Charlie, Charlie, door jou is er nooit meer regen, schijnt altijd de zon. Ze lachen ze naar het huis voor tijd. Voor tijd.
Thank you very much, Lenny Koer, for this song about your little daughter. Heeft mama het wel eens meer voor jou gezongen, Sharonnetje, als je erbij was zelf? Of is dit de eerste keer? Heeft mama het wel eens meer voor jou gezongen, zo, voor de radio? Ja? Oh, apparently this is not the first time. I thought we were going to have something very special. Anyway, the reason the song was written was present here in the Peace Palace in The Hague, from where, by the way, you're listening to a live show of the Happy Station program, broadcast by Radio Nederland every Sunday of the year. And this is the 50th year, and for that reason we're here. And that rhymes. Mr. Van Hoek, we don't have too much time left, but I, while talking to you about the Court of Arbitration and the International Court of Justice, we also said there are other organizations located in this building. Which organizations are there?
The first place, the Academy of International Law. After a fortnight, we will get here about 400 students coming from all parts of the world to follow the courses from that academy. And we also have a very, very large library, which is specialized in international law, peace movement, and so on.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, the Carnegie Foundation is also based here, isn't it?
The Carnegie Foundation, of course, that's the supervisor, as you should say. Huh?
And they also own the building?
They own the building. It is normal property of the Carnegie Foundation, and both courts pay a certain fee every year for use of the building.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, we won't go into the details of that, because it would go far beyond what we know, or have, or want. I think, Mr. Van Hoek, that it wouldn't be a bad idea to thank you now, although we're going to have more music and the show isn't over yet. I know myself, and I tend to go into long discussions and explanations. I want to thank you very much for coming to the show and explaining to our audience a bit about this building, and we hope that maybe one day we can come back again.
You're always welcome, as everybody from the whole world is welcome here, of course.
And if you come to the Peace Palace, then probably Mr. Van Hoek will guide you around this beautiful building. One more song, and that one song is rather, I would say, romantic, although it's not about love for a change. I wrote a little translation of the lyrics down, but I've got them on the back of my lyrics, which are somewhere else. And before I make that too long, I'll go and get it and tell you what it's all about. It's about a man thinking back to the time when he was small and that he built a little paper boat. And I'm sure most of you have done this when they were small. And this little paper boat, without a name, without a captain, is just sort of sailing along the water. And it's navigating purely by the wind which is blowing it along. And then when people grow older and forget the canal, which turned into a river all of a sudden, and forget the lake, which all of a sudden became the ocean, and forget the children's games, where you can travel from one country to another on your way from school to home, well, then that man asks, what happened to that little paper boat and to The Smile, which was always real and which was never faked. It's a song, you might say, of a man getting older and thinking back to his youth, Barquito de Papel.
Barquito de papel, sin nombre, sin patrón y sin bandera, navegando sin timón, donde la corriente quiera. Aventurero audaz, jinete de papel, que mi mano sin pasado sentó a lomos de un canal. Cuando el canal era un río, cuando el estanque era el mar, y navegar era jugar con el viento, era una sonrisa tiempo. Jugándose feliz de país en país, entre la escuela y mi casa, después el tiempo pasa y te olvidas de aquel barquito de papel. Barquito de papel, en qué extraño arenal han barrado tu sonrisa y mi pasado, vestidos de colegial. Cuando el canal era un río, cuando el estanque era el
Barquito de Papel, My Little Paper Boat, was written by Juan Manuel Serrat, who is one of the greatest songwriters and singers of Catalunya, which, as you know, is a part of Spain, and he writes beautiful material. We're there, ladies and gentlemen. I have... it's incredible. If that stopwatch is all right, we're within limits. I don't think that's ever happened. I've got 10 seconds to thank you all, and since it's traditional to go over time, I'm going to do it on purpose. Thank you very much. Who shall I start with? Lenny. Thank you very much for coming to the show. The Dadili sisters, thank you very much. The Happy Station Symphony Orchestra under Kay Smile, thank you very much. Gertie, Corina, our technical friends here and at home, Mr. Wevers, Mr. Van Tongeren, our technical man of the Peace Palace, Mr. Van Hoek, thank you very much. We hope to see you one day again. And until then, we say goodbye to all of you at home, wherever you may be. Until then, God bless.
A full Happy Station show from 1978, June the 11th. On this, continuing holiday. Feels like we've always been in holiday because we had holiday programs in January, December, at the end of December. It's like one continuous holiday, but no, unfortunately, after February 6th, we all go back to normal. Well, as normal as we can actually get here. Anyway, yes, June the 11th, 1978, an original Happy Station program. If you would like to contact us to let us know what you think, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very simple. It's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Once again, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. We're going to leave you today with Dinah Washington, and I've got a feeling I'm falling. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
But you, you caught my eye, and I've got a feeling I'm falling. Show me the ring, and I'll jump right through. Travel single, oh, we chance to mingle, oh, now I'm a tingle over you. Hey, Mr. Parson, stand by, for I've got a feeling I'm falling.